Even though his feet are probably all over the place. How can he teach a 3-year old to tap dance?
Not really.
Who suggested this to him?
I have no idea. It was probably my sister in law's idea because I think they saw that movie.
Tap, right?
Well, the movie with that really hot tap dance.
Oh, that kid.
He was actually here 2 weeks ago, and I missed
him. At the jazz tap.
Was he a little kid?
No, he's 16 now.
Yeah, he's a teenager, but he teaches these classes
in New
York.
He's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, really fast.
But I'm sure that was good.
Have you seen him?
No, I just read an article on him.
You probably read the same Examiner article I did.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Talking about how Gregory Hines said he doesn't realize a human being can't tap that
fast.
Right,
right.
Yeah. And they were talking about how he's teaching these classes, and I guess he really goes fast.
Yeah.
He has to double it down to like 1/5 speed or something before they can pick it up.
Well, I'm sure Thomas is all over it.
Probably
he
has
broken seen him.
I guess that means his broken legs.
I was wondering about that. I was imagining his broken arm or something, but it was his leg.
Yeah.
That's like he was being hauled around in a little wagon and stuff.
He heals
his bones just like grow back really fast.
I think they're really soft to start with.
They're made of rubber. That's it.
That's why little kids usually don't break their legs anyway.
Well, they have more cartilage. So.
Yeah, aren't they real? Aren't their legs?
Yeah, there's less calcium deposits in them. And also, they're still growing. And the way bones grow is you make cartilage and then you deposit calcium in it.
Oh, and
so that's why they always have more flexibility, because as they're growing, you're making cartilage. So they always have that until they reach adulthood, in which case.
They get old and cranky.
Stops.
Old and rickety and brittle.
Mm-hmm. Uncoordinated and unflexible.
Right.
Stiff.
Inflexible.
That too.
What are you planning on doing with dancing, Henry? You were taking some classes last fall.
I'll take a few more. As it turns out, as a spouse, I get in free.
Oh, really?
So,
to group classes, yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's why you married her.
Some benefit, huh?
Better than nothing.
Oh, I cannot believe you said that. What a jerk. Aren't you guys going to stick up for me and beat up on him or something?
He's bigger than I am. He's not bigger than you.
No.
He's my friend.
That's right. We'll all stick up. I stuck up for you today at that store.
That's true.
You did. You made me get the
That's right.
The green scarf. That's right. He was my fashion consultant today.
Right.
I wasn't.
That's right.
Well, I don't know.
We were at this dumb store, and the clerk kept trying to keep us interested she was buying.
Aren't you going to try on the men's clothes?
I'm the one who suggested that, so you wouldn't be so bored. What? So they tried on the men's clothes and had a very small selection of men's clothes. Mm-hmm. They tried on these really great pants, and they looked really good in them. Then they didn't buy them.
Right.
Well, you know how boys are. They never buy clothes.
Broke.
Broke, yeah. Students are broke.
Right.
Is that that?
That's a tape.
Where is it coming from?
Over
the speakers, you know, these boxes.
You must have good stereo, because I feel like I'm hearing.
We have these are like.
Where's the other
worst speakers?
These are the shittiest speakers on earth.
And these besides the ones in the kitchen.
I thought that was a real thing.
You think we have like a?
In fact, I was getting ready to say. Is there somebody downstairs playing?
And that was what I first thought.
It's our garage band.
As compared to the other store, for some reason it sounded like it was out there or kind of coming in from someplace.
Well, that would be nice to have a little jazz band next door, wouldn't it?
No.
Usually we just have really loud salsa parties across the street.
That's fun, too. And teenagers kissing each other on the sidewalk.
Mm. And little kids throwing paint in your backyard.
Yeah. And the front yard. You saw
that? I saw that right.
Well, what is it? Paint?
It's like
chalk.
Well, I went out one morning and I saw all around. It was like on the back bumper of the Honda, too.
Oh, really?
So I thought, oh, shit, I better try to wipe that off. So I went and got a wet rag and wiped it off the car, and it came off really easily. And then I saw there was like this
but
tube
it was
of
paint?
It. This whole tube of it across the street.
These kids are
sitting in the gutter.
And
so
she's pregnant with another one. They're going to have another
Which
rat
one is pregnant?
The mother.
The really fat rat.
Get over here, you little.
The Does she even have a man? I guess she must.
Does she have a what?
A man.
She has some.
At least temporarily.
Yeah. For about 5 minutes, probably.
And they were banging their soccer ball up against our, below the bedroom, the study window.
So Tim, the old lady went and yelled at him.
I opened. Ah, do you mind moving? Getting away from there? Thank you. I felt like such an old lady.
It's so bad. With those kids.
How
so
many
old.
Of them are there?
800.
Yeah.
There's two.
No, there's two young ones and one who's like 12.
Oh, the
who
cow.
Has friends. Uh-huh. The cow. The older cow, and then there's the middle cow, and then there's a little young cow, the butterball.
Yeah.
The butterball. The butterball. They used to have this little butterball when we first moved in. He'd be running around in the street with his diapers on.
And then he'd stop and go.
And he'd leave once he stopped running.
Because he's so fat that whenever he runs, he gets really winded. And he's, you know, a year and a half years old.
Or 2 years old.
A year and a half old.
Year and a half years old. They're terrible.
She just looks pregnant now?
She's pregnant. She's totally pregnant.
Oh.
It's not eating too much. She's pregnant.
So, I guess, I mean, did this just happen? Or?
We're going to have babies crying.
Well, it's no worse than her screaming at him, is it?
Yeah, but now we have both.
Yeah, right. Probably like, shut up, you kid. You know. Oh, God. I feel like such an old lady, but they just really annoy me. Any subject.
That's because they have no respect.
Yeah, I guess so.
Those two top masks. There.
Yep.
I guess the ones below are women. Is that why they look so different?
Uh-oh.
I mean, well, you see their eyeballs, I guess.
Right. Yeah,
in addition to a mustache and a beard. But the thing is, that second one looks like the guy who was in one of the Oba skits.
The little what?
It looks like the second one from the top looks like a guy who was in the Oba Oba skit.
What's an Oba Oba
skit? Oba Oba, oh, the Brazilian troupe that was here dancing?
Oh, yeah.
I never
was it like a real, an actual person doing it or some kind of mask they had?
No, a guy looked like that.
Like that.
It looks like him. With I mean, that looks kind of like a black person.
With red eyes and everything.
So where is this from? This isn't from Africa, is it?
No, from Indonesia.
But that person looks black. Or do Indonesian people look black?
Looks pink to me.
Which one?
I forget the second one.
The second one.
Huh.
I look at that and think, yeah, that looks like a brother.
That's interesting. Because I think Indonesians or people who've been to Indonesia think that those guys, like the two top ones, have really European characteristics compared to Indonesians. Just because their eyes are real
their
big
eyes
and their noses
are
big.
Oh, really?
And Indonesians have real thin eyes and flat noses and stuff. I don't know.
Except those, well, I don't know, the bottom ones.
That's who they all have. Noses. They all have big noses, but they get bigger as you go up anyway.
What do you think makes them look African?
Their mustaches?
Is it the way the little beard goes?
Oh, no, that's not even relevant. I just glanced at that and I immediately saw this guy's face in Oba Oba.
Huh.
He looks like that guy.
Poor guy.
Interesting.
Bulging eyes.
Because I remember he came to Bahia after one of the shows one night. It's kind of funny.
Wow.
Well, the top guy has a real thick lip.
On his black leather jacket and his black hood hat.
All right.
He's in Oba Oba smoking. He didn't. Then he tried to. He danced with a friend of mine.
Yeah,
and she didn't want to dance with him anymore. I said, boy, he just wanted to get close to me.
Ew.
He said, well, can't blame him.
Gross.
But I'm sure those guys get a lot of attention from women. They travel all over the world. I'm sure a lot of women throw themselves at them. So that's what they expect from women.
A lot of groupies.
Yeah. Fringe benefits.
The only fringe benefit is being a dancer, probably.
Well, but then
San
again,
Francisco, you never know if it's a benefit.
That's true.
I didn't know this, but apparently in Brazil they have a very, very high AIDS infection rate.
Really?
Yeah, probably
it's supposed to be very high.
Very unmonitored.
You know, sit higher than around here.
That's what I heard.
So have you heard these figures that, like, it's something like 40% of males in the Bay Area are supposed
well,
to
be... Well, last July,
male.
This
of
is
homosexual
what...
homosexual males or of males?
This infectious disease woman in San Francisco General, she said that... This doesn't seem like it can be true, but she said that 90% of gay men were HIV positive, and 50% of all males...
Yeah, 50%. It was some like half or more than half of, and it was fairly young men, but it were had been exposed to HIV virus. It wasn't necessarily that they were infected.
Well, if you're HIV positive, it's the same difference, since they feel that sooner or later you'll come down with the actual disease. But that's what she said. Now, I don't know if she meant the Bay Area or San Francisco, but those are some ferocious numbers. If one out of two guys you meet.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of women out there who apparently don't believe in using condoms. I'm just amazed.
See, I've heard that it's mainly urban areas that had this really disproportionately high percentage, and then like rural areas or like, you know, central Iowa and stuff had like 10% or less of the males had been infected.
Well, I would assume San Francisco was higher than most cities around it. But... that just blew me away. Because I'm thinking, well, gee, if half all the men are HIV positive, what does that mean about the women they're having sex with? But, and just talking with guys in their 20s, I mean, these guys say these women don't care if they use rubbers or not. This is what guys have been telling me. You know, and I'm thinking, I can't believe that. Because in this city, with all the information available about
people,
it is just amazing. But people in their 20s apparently aren't. So I guess it's time for me to become a priest. It's too dangerous.
Well, I don't know.
I couldn't believe it. This woman I knew I was going to ask out. God.
You have to be Catholic.
Her sister, who's an HIV counselor, was telling me how her sister just won't use rubbers at all.
Well,
and I'm thinking,
she put them?
I'm thinking, how can
my
you not?
Don't.
I mean, what are they thinking?
Don't worry me.
I was just really amazed to hear that, people in their 20s, because I figured growing up around here, you would know better. And in high school, you know, they teach about it. So.
And not only that, they have really new billboards all over the Castro district.
Something's...
Oh, that's
kind of scary. I thought we got our electricity fixed.
I thought I turned this off.
So it's been doing? Oh, that's what you did. That's really scary.
Yeah.
What? Who is this?
I don't know. It's from the radio station years ago when I was...
You know, on Sundays at 10 o'clock,
that's right now.
K, what is that? K, or I don't know what the radio station is.
They play salsa?
No, they play, they have a Brazilian jazz out. Is there a KKSF? I don't know what it was, but it was like I went to Bahia last Sunday, got there at 8, left at 10, dropped this person off at home in Foster City, came back. And I was noticing the songs they were playing on the radio were the exact same songs they were singing at Bahia, the live band there.
Should I turn on the radio station? You don't know what station it was on?
KKSF. Does that mean anything to you?
Nope. You have to translate it to
me. I was in a rental car, so it was just whatever station it was on. But I just remember being surprised, because I didn't realize, I don't know anything about Brazilian music. You go to the Brazilian club, and they're singing songs. Apparently, I guess that's some popular stuff, I guess. I'm so used to hearing those songs because I've heard them for the past 3 months. I didn't think anything of it. But then this guy played songs for a whole hour, and it was like 80% of those songs that band has sung that very night.
Mm-hmm. Pickup band's pretty good there. Viva.
Well, they have a different band
every
night.
It wasn't Viva Brazil. Oh, I went on that Friday night, so maybe it was a different band.
And when did you do that?
Oh, a while ago. The dance floor is too small in that place, though. It's really annoying.
Are they teaching any more Lumbaga at
school?
Yeah.
Vivian was giving a Lumbaga lesson when I was there.
Well, my Lumbaga is definitely getting better.
Really? I want to go out Lumbaga dancing with you.
And I'm going to start dancing with those Brazilian women so I can learn how to beat my hips. I mean, because their hips are beating up against you, you know, like that fast. 100 cycles per second or something? I mean, I am not kidding. It is a different sensation entirely when you're dancing with him. And the only way to learn how is to dance with him more. But I feel like I can start dancing with him now.
I don't. They haven't done anything recently. I can't remember if they've won.
Because like Sue Swain taught that class for 2 months, May and June, and
is she a good lumbata dancer? I can't imagine her being a.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like she taught it any different, significantly differently than when Vivian and Jeff taught it. I mean, because they do it different than Brazilians do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what those Brazilian women are doing.
What are they doing? Are they going,
hips
are they going
are
like really fast?
I mean, first you have this wide sway of their hips this way, and then it's like they're coming up. I mean, they're beating me like this. I don't even know how you can do that. You're dancing with them, they're beating you just like this.
Using their hands like that?
No, using their pelvic bones.
Wow.
Right here?
Like
yeah.
Tahitian dancers.
Yeah.
But I tell you. But anyway, you know, they weren't teaching it that way. You know, the ballroom people don't do it that way. But that's what
don't
I want
to
learn.
Don't they teach you to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, that? Or do they go, like, really fast like that?
Well, Sue Swain, I mean, what she was teaching was definitely more sedate. The same thing with
yeah.
Jeff and Vivian.
Yeah, sure, but
definitely.
That's because it's for people who can't move their hips. Right? I mean, it's for basic, you know, this is a beginning lumbata class or intermediate.
I don't know why they did it that way. I mean, it seemed to me if everyone teaches, might as well teach it.
And what they teach and what happens socially could be two different things, you know.
I mean, Brazilians definitely don't do it like that.
I want to go, I should check it out. I like it because it's fun. Do they still teach a Bahia on Sunday? Right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I would have gone today if it wasn't for my back. I finally found some people that I can dance with, so that helps.
Do you need a partner?
To go there?
Yeah.
No. Besides you, I mean, if you're a guy, if you're a woman, I mean, those guys would be all over you. Swear.
Don't say that.
Well, I don't necessarily mean in a bad way, even though I'm sure there are a few there. I'm not dancing with guys. All I can say is women aren't all over me, darn. But but I remember, like, I went there with this person. It's kind of funny. And this person did not want to dance. So she's a slumwire. So every once in a while, I'd get up to dance. And it's like, when I come back, I mean, there was some guy there sitting in my chair. Every time I got up, I'm thinking, God, these guys don't waste any time. I mean, you turn your back and there's somebody moving in.
Maybe you should come with me.
Why? So I can find.
Learn some lumbata.
Find some girls with empty chairs next to them. Maybe I should go with you.
Oh,
yeah, you guys could be partners.
What? Well, I don't know if I told you that story about that woman who went after that guy there. I told you that story, right? I was there Sunday 3-4 weeks ago. After the class is over with, I'm sitting down at a table. There's a woman who was in the class and 2 men. Sitting to my right is a table with 2 women there. They had apparently just come from Oba. Last night.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they were attractive. Oh, the one had on a real, real short skirt. Anyway, there was this guy in his 50s out there dancing by himself. And the woman was just looking at him, making eyes. And then she went out there, got on her knees. In front of him, in this skirt that's this short, takes her hands, goes along his toes and up, and is just doing like that. I figured, oh,
ew.
They must know each other.
Ew.
Very well, in fact.
That's what I assumed. And they did that for the whole dance. And I mean, she was all kind of suggestive stuff and touching him and everything. People were like cheering and clapping, go for it, and all this kind of thing. The song ended, the guy sat down at another table. And she sat down at a table with her woman friend. They never danced again the rest of the evening. Mm. It's like... So I was thinking, this woman sitting about as far away from me as Timmy is. And I was thinking, this is interesting. I wonder how long it's going to take the guys in this club to move in on her. No sooner did I think this thought, guys were over there.
What? You didn't ask her to dance.
I was still trying to figure out, surely they must know each other. I mean, why are we sitting at her table?
Still thinking about it.
Anyway, this guy, I mean, he comes over there immediately afterwards.
The same guy who got his...
No, a random guy who was like sitting about where you are.
Yeah.
He was sitting there. There were two guys sitting at a table right where you are, and then these two women are sitting here. So he comes over there and is talking with that woman. I don't know about what, but then like 10 minutes later, she and her friend are over at their table. And then 20 minutes later, they're kind of like all over each other, you know, kissing, et cetera, et cetera. And I was thinking, it looks like these people aren't going home alone tonight. But I just thought that...
they forbid this dance.
So. Oh my god, what a story. Well, maybe I shouldn't go there then.
It was interesting.
No, I was there before, it was fine. It was
you
really
were
fun.
There before?
Yeah, I went out there before.
Oh.
Without even telling you?
Without telling me?
You knew I was going out dancing.
Oh.
Remember a few months ago I used to go out dancing every now and then?
I remember.
Well, the thing that gets me, I meet
the this... Caesars and stuff?
I meet this psychotherapist who tells me she's addicted to this dance. She's like, I think it's an interesting choice of words for a psychotherapist to use. But she's married, and apparently she's there without her husband. She has a wedding ring on. And it's like she's with this guy, and they're kind of like all over each other. And I'm thinking, well, I guess that's her husband.
Did you say something?
But I was thinking, but the thing is, you know, she's kind of sophisticated and everything. And I'm thinking, you know, this guy, I can't really believe that guy's her husband. So I don't know what's going on here. And of course, later on, I find out that's not her husband. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what's going on here. But, bizarre.
Gossip.
But then she tells me, gee, I don't know what it is about this guy. I mean, I've been trying to tell him I don't want a sexual relationship with him, and I'm thinking, from the way they look when I had seen him 3 weeks before, it looked to me like they have him. I'm thinking, you don't do that with
strangers. This is all
strangers.
At Bahia. All this stuff happens at Bahia, huh?
To other people, I mean.
That was actually very profound.
Yeah, that was. Maybe you just go up to a woman and, you know, do that kind of thing.
Yeah, you see my name being punched is what will
happen. Probably. Put the
like
lamb in your mouth. What?
Yeah, right. I really was wondering what that guy was thinking. He must have been, since he didn't know her, that must have been quite
a
shock.
That was really weird. That sounds really
I mean, you 50-year-old guy and some 20-year-old woman comes up doing that to you. What do you think?
You think you better go back to your table fast.
Right.
Apparently. I'll tell you when I'm 50 what you think, okay?
That'd be weird when you're 50. Wonder what you'll look like.
Nobody's 50, don't worry about it.
Okay. La 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 la.
Oh, well, 10 o'clock. Looks like it's bedtime for some folks here.
Yep.
Yeah, actually it's pretty much bedtime for me soon.
Yep.
Oh, that was good ice cream. What kind of ice cream was that?
Buds.
Pralines and what's it called?
What flavor?
Pecan praline or something like that.